Parshas Behar, the Torah starts off the parsha about the mitzvah of Shemitah. And the Torah tells us someone that keeps Shemitah of the Nasna Ha'aris Piria V'chalta Masoiva, the land will give forth the fruits. V'chaltim, you'll eat the soiva. V'chaltim the soiva, says Rashi. Af betoich me'ayim tiyeh boi bracha. In the me'ayim, in the stomach, you'll have a bracha. First, we explain. It will be b'china oichel kima u'misparach v'meyo. You eat a little bit, and that little bit will be misparach. Misparach v'meyo. It'll give you everything you need. Doime to the mon in the midbar, with a little bit. The Omer, and that was enough to provide everything they needed. Then the Torah says, someone asked, what am I going to eat? It's not a sphere. We didn't plant anything this year. Says the Torah, I'm going to give my bracha b'shana shishis and the tour, and you can make tour for 3 years. So the Torah starts off with Rachat Masoiva, which is a bracha be'echus, a bracha in quality. And then the Torah gives another bracha of quantity, that you have enough tefillah for 3 years. So which one is it? Is it a bracha in quality, or was it a bracha in quantity? So the Sfarna explains that we're dealing with two levels of people that have emuna betochen. The higher level, someone has emes emuna and betochen, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I'll give you, you keep shmita, Hashem will take care of us. He'll be zeche to a bracha l'mala miderech teva. He'll be zeche be'echus, that in teva he has a little bit, but that little bit will be enough to give him everything he needs. If someone on a lower level, and he asks, man noichal, he doesn't see it in his bank account, doesn't see that how it's possible to live on so little, then he'll be zeicha tabacha, b'derech hatava, b'kamos, Hashem will give him tua for 3 years. We see from here, the Torah only says that the shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends on our level of betochen. The more betachin that we have, will be zeicha to more bracha, be zeicha to shalei derech hatava. They won't have to work the field for 3 years. Mashen kein, from a low level, be zeicha derech hatava, but you have to work the field for 3 years. This lesson, the Torah Bedavka puts over here in this parish of Shemitah. The reason is, the Kliyakar brings down, what is the time of the mitzvah of Shemitah? He brings down that those that learn that the reason is in order the land should take a rest. Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah that the land should take a rest in order to be able to produce more. And that's what Kliyaka asks, if that's the case, so why if a person does not keep Shemitah, why does he go to Golos? Is the owner's own loss? So the Kliyaka says about the time of Mitzvah Shemitah is to tell us, to teach us the Emunah B'Tochen, that a Yid should not feel the Koichim V'Asim Yodi, that I'm the Bailim, I produce, I work the land, it's my products, it's my produce. And Rebbe says, Shemitah, let go, and you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and it all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says that B'derech HaOlam, they work for 2 years, let the third year, the land, the rest of the third year. Hashem, the Torah says, Fakaret, work for 6 years. And B'davka, that you shouldn't think that B'derech HaTeva, that we're doing it in order to keep the land, give around the land the rest. He says that therefore, the Oynish for Shemitah is Golos, going to Golos, leaving Eretz Yisrael. And the reason for that is, that the land has a ketada, that the land had a chance to bring out the chizuk and the muna, and he wasn't zeichet to bring out the chizuk and muna. If the land throws Chayes are off its land. So therefore, the Dafka, the Torah, in the mitzvah of Shemitah, is a mitzvah of Amunah B'tachin. The Torah teaches us that the more a person has B'tachin, the more bracha and shefa he'll be zeichet to. This is showing that it can see the midas of B'tachin, the person zeichet to bracha, is not only B'negeah Parnasa. We find it also B'negeah Torah, Torah V'limra Torah. The Mechilta, the end of Parsha B'Shalach, says, "Nitna Torah Elo La'Oichli Amon." Torah was given to the Dara Midbar. And they were Oichli Amon, they ate the Amon. Shad is, that in the Midbar, they didn't know from where their Panasa was going to come. They had no savings. They weren't able to keep the Amon for tomorrow. They had to be B'teach because Baruch Hu gives them everything they need. Since they were Oichli Amon, they were Bali B'tachin, the Torah was given to them. The Torah was given to Oichli Amon because they Oichli Amon were Bali B'tachin. If you have B'tachin, you zeichet the Torah. As we say in Avarabba every morning, Ba'avur Avaseinu Shabbatchu B'cha, because our Avis Shabbatchu B'cha, therefore V'talam Deim Chukei Chayim. Therefore, you taught them the Torah. We know that Chayis got the Torah because they said Nasha V'nishma. Says the Goyin, and the Gemara in Shabbos, in Chesed and Beis, Rashi says that they said Nasa before Nishma. They said, we'll do the Torah before hearing what the Torah has to say, before Nishma, before hearing the Torah. Says Rashi, they had B'tochen. They trusted Hashem. Hashem would never give them anything they can't be Makayim. Therefore, they didn't have to hear what the Torah said. They said Nasa right away. Since they had a Muna, Hashem, they said Nasa, it was Zeichat the Torah, Zeichat of Kodesh Nasa of Nishma, Zeichat the Makabal Torah. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Kachi Darkash the Torah, Pasa Melch Teichel, Mayim Mishur Tishta, Aris Tishon, Chayash Artichia, with Torah to Omel. Aris of Gorbitz has a deal. And when it comes to Pasa Melch Teichel, Tishta, Tishon, is lost in Osid. Torah to Omel is now, is lost in Hoiva. So he says, the pshat is that if a person is learning and he's nervous, what's going to be a panasa? I might have to end up pas b'melch toichal. I might have eating, having to eat. Pas with melach. Mayim mishur tishta. I'll have to drink mayim. The aris tishon, I'll have to sleep on the floor. And still, with Torah to amul, and still you're b'teach b'Hashem, and currently, you should have learned Torah. Ashrecha v'olam hazeh. That's a tremendous bracha. Ashrecha v'olam hazeh, v'tar l'cha v'olam haba, meaning that the karech v'muna, you'll be zeicha to Torah. Zeicha to learn Torah. The more you b'teach b'Hashem. I think that this chelik, this emuna, that a person needs in order to mekabel Torah, to be zeicha to Torah, it's also a muna and b'tachin in ourselves, our koiches, our yecholus to learn Torah. That we're in the shama, we're chelik kami mal, we're able to understand the Torah. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is melami Torah la'am Yisrael. It doesn't depend on teva. And the more muna we have, we'll be zeicha to a person zeicha to mekabel and to understand the Torah. Mesei Shabbos is like Vayomer. As we know, that like the Talmid of Akiva stopped to die. Chazal say that on that day, and like Vayomer, Akiva took five Talmidim, which Meshim Yechai is one of the five Talmidim, and he taught them Torah, and that's all the Torah that we have today is from these five Talmidim. Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died. From Pesach La'aseres, the oil was shomein, the oil was empty, was void. The Chara wouldn't sound realistic to take five Talmidim and teach them the Torah. You're going to fill up the void of the loss of 24,000 Talmidim with five Talmidim. The answer is, Akiva was B'teach B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'Kadosh Baruch Hu was Melamed Torah L'Am Yisrael. And this betochen, this betochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would zeichet to all the Torah that we have today. Like Boimer, there's also the yahrzeit of the 45 Kedoshim of Meron, which from the 45 were two Chashev Bachem from our yeshiva, Bachem from our yeshiva, of Yossi Cohen, of Dubi Steinmetz, where they showed us the Koyach and the Shama of a Yid. When they're in the pile, they were piled up, they took their own water to give to others in the pile. They made sure to pick up the bodies. They shouldn't put pressure on others under them. They told our Sola members, go take, help this child, take this person first, take this person first. They worried about others in such a difficult situation. There's Eidus, and one of the Kedoshim said that even though I know that people stepping on me are causing me to die, I'm moichel everyone. It's amazing. It's amazing. There's a kach of a yid, a kach on the sham of a yid. They brought out, they showed us the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. They showed us the light. This man of the Eish was burning. They showed us the Eish of every yid, every personal yid that has this koyach on the Shama, the special, unique the koyaches that yid has. And according to the Muna that we have, that we're in the Shama, we have a chiluk kamimal, and we have all the koyaches to be oivid HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all matzavim. Hashem will give us Shefa Bracha V'Aslacha Emes HaVeh G'Shabbos. Thank you.